This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM is the channel there and on the Odyssey app. Leroy, we're very excited today.
Yeah.
Look who decided to show up. Hello, Robbie.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
Good. Doing all right. Good to see you guys again.
It is great to see you. We saw you at the Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
You're a changed man. You're a changed man. Something happened with his camera, JFig. I don't know what went on there.
Did he get signed out?
I think he got signed out. What happened? Your computer signed out there for a second? Hey, log in over here, JFig. But we saw you at the Super Bowl party, and you're a changed man. No Crocs.
I'm retired.
I don't understand. What happened? How did you go from a no Croc man? Like, this used to be your go-to footwear.
Yeah, I know. I'm in the first ballot Crocs Hall of Fame. I had a huge ceremony and everything. But the new job I was at, it just required me more mobility, more shoes and, you know, lifting stuff and moving stuff around.
Oh,
and
it kept being a drag. Big fan of Marcos. More mobile.
More mobile. Like Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dade South.
What's that?
Has anybody tried pronouncing the Dolphins' new safety's name yet?
Oh, I heard it. He's not a UFC fighter, so Toby's going to struggle with this one.
Oh, man. I saw it. Hold on one second. Let me see.
Not enough vowels.
Let me see if I get this.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't sign him based off of that, if I'm being honest.
Well, here. He was banged up, but not like serious injuries.
Ifatu Melifonwu. I think I got it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I think I got it. Robbie, did I get the right?
I think I got that right.
Syracuse.
Enough for me.
Tap in for par.
He had a couple of sacks against Baker Mayfield in the playoffs.
Well, he's a good player. He was just hurt last year.
Yep.
And so I don't have... Again, I don't have as much of a problem with that because understand, you need good safety play, but all secondary play is a result of how well you rush the passer. I don't care how good your secondary is. If you're not getting pressure on the quarterback,
yep,
they can't cover for that long. They just can't. That's – look at the Super Bowl.
It was a bloodbath.
Right.
It was a bloodbath. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. We're going to get to Robbie's draft room in a bit. But
I tell you what, Robbie, you my guy. But if you even mention this team signing anything other than a big one, then we're going
to
have words.
It has to be offensive line.
Has to be offensive line. And Leroy and Robbie wanted Penei Sewell the year that they took Waddle. He yelled on our draft stream.
Yes.
About not having the stones.
I don't know if I can say what I said on the draft stream.
I mean, you can say it. You know, I mean, you're not running the dump button, so nobody.
We're all doing this draft show, right? And we're talking about who they're going to get. And they draft Jalen Waddle. And then they go around and say, what do you think? And all of a sudden, Robbie just chimes in like Leroy Jenkins. Nobody had the balls to draft Penei Sewell.
Jeez.
He came in off the top rope. And
he turned out to be right. I mean, Penei Sewell.
I wasn't in the original because it was a limit on how many people you were allowed to have on that broadcast. So I was like signed in just during that point. I wasn't on the broadcast originally. And as soon as I came in, I was just like holding it in. And as soon as I came in, you didn't have the balls to take Penei Sewell.
Right?
But tell us what you got going on. So you got something cool coming up. You look like you're ready for an adventure.
Yes. In fact, 2 days from now, this Thursday night, I will be embarking on a week-long journey walking from Miami all the way to Key West, to the southernmost point. I got to touch the thimble before the walk is complete.
Whoa.
And doing this all for charity. Whoa. And I'm going to be doing a YouTube stream along the way, streaming every mile. I don't want anybody to think I'm cheating.
I understand.
Yeah, so I got to, wherever we stop.
Who got in trouble for that? Was it Johnny Manziel's wife? I feel like she got in trouble for cheating a marathon.
How do you cheat in a marathon?
Her tracker went to like a record. I think she like broke the world record for a marathon distance, yeah. And everybody was like, that's fishy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, who broke it? Johnny Manziel's wife.
Please.
You know what they say, when you cheat the game. Only one you cheat is cheating yourself.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this.
So how long does
she ain't built like a distance runner.
We have no idea what she's built like.
No, that...
Leroy.
Wait.
No.
Leroy. What was that?
No.
What was that?
She's not big.
I don't know what she is.
But you know what a distance runner looks like.
Yes, for sure.
She does not look like a distance runner.
Typically. What are you benefiting here? What are you doing this for?
It is for an autism facility to help, you know, from the birth all the way to, you know, adulthood and into beyond, for them to take care of people with autism.
And that's badass, dude.
I have family members affected by that, and so I'm doing it for that.
What? So how did you link up with who are you doing this with?
This charity, how I'm doing this with it. Yeah, my brother's in the, it was one of the facilities, and yeah. So I was doing it for him.
Very cool.
For their facility, but yeah.
So how long does this walk take? This takes a week?
It's going to take a solid week.
Wow.
I have it timed out, you know, Thursday night, leave, and then hopefully get to Key West.
Wait, why are you walking at night?
Well, just the first night, because, you know, I didn't have that day off from work, so...
Still got a job, Leroy.
Yeah,
it's a work job.
Yeah, so I want to start the walk. The first night's going to be a shorter night, but then hopefully I time it to get it to 1 week from Thursday, noon. Why noon? Why you got to get to noon at Key West? Because 15 minutes later, March Madness starts, and no one's going to be watching the stream once March Madness starts.
It's amazing because I could just picture Robbie going down to Key West, looking at his watch, going, I got to pick up the pace.
I'm going to miss Pepperdine.
So you're walking by yourself, or is there other people walking?
I mean, people are welcome to come. There is somebody, at least for the first part, who's going to be walking with me. I didn't think anybody was going to do it. I just picked up somebody to walk with along the way for the first couple days, but I don't know how long he's going to make it. He hasn't been training or walking or doing anything.
Wait, you train for this?
Well, I mean, I've just been walking. I mean, I wasn't been training for this, but I've just been walking.
Do you get new shoes for it, or are the ones broken in, ready for it?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you wearing Crocs on sport mode?
No.
Crocs are dead.
I'm retired.
The Crocs are dead.
Look, we saw this at the Super Bowl. The man was taking laps. He was serious about this.
He was.
Oh yeah, I had to, after the throwdown of food at Leroy's house, I had to do laps around the pool.
That was some good food over there. It really was. Okay, JV, could you throw up the graphic again? This has a QR code. People can donate to this.
Yep, that's the QR code. You could scan there and you could donate to the cause, and you could watch the whole stream. I need subscribers at Robbie Walks to Key West. That's the YouTube channel.
That's the YouTube channel. Yeah, Robbie Walks to Key West.
That's the YouTube channel. Subscribe to that, and then we'll.
Where is this picture taken?
Oh, that was on the bridge.
What bridge?
It was on
Bridge on the Keys, 7 Mile Bridge.
No, that was not on the 7 Mile. That was probably on the Key Biscayne Bridge where I took the picture.
I was about to say that. Looks like Key Biscayne.
I was giving away secrets there, but it caught me.
All right, so cool.
I got some questions about this journey.
Oh, everybody does.
You're camping like in the middle of the night. You're just like, all right.
Yeah, hotels. What are you doing? Yeah, hotels. What are you doing? Tent.
Working the phones. But believe it or not, I looked this up.
Working the phones.
It is illegal to just set up a tent anywhere in the Keys. You can only do that on the designated camping grounds. I looked this up.
What?
Really? So you thought about tent?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Interesting.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because
what are you? Wait, whoa.
The critters.
So you just going to walk in South Florida and you think when you get tired, I'm just going to make a tent and take a nap?
Well, there's one rule in this journey. I am not allowed to hop in anything that has an engine or anything that has tires. That's illegal.
Ooh.
Now, somebody is allowed to bring me supplies. You know, if you should it be in peril, somebody is allowed to drive and, you know, bring me supplies. That is allowed. Yeah. But other than that, no vehicular assistance is allowed.
Wow.
So,
that's like the Dolphins.
Remain in your vehicle.
That's how Leroy was going to act if the new Dolphins lineman showed up in the scooter.
Oh,
vehicular
yes!
assistance.
Robbie, let me ask you this. What are your feelings on the last 3 years have been plagued by injuries, and the Dolphins signed two guys that are injury prone.
That's the Greer special. I heard you guys talking about it. He loves glass.
Loves it.
I remember being here 4 years ago talking with Joe Rose and how much, and we were just like, oh, Greer loves glass.
What is a glass craftsman? What is that known as? Somebody who like makes glass crafts.
A blowsman.
No.
That can't be what that is.
It's like you that can't. Robbie's like, mm-mm.
Is that not right?
A blowsman.
Dump button.
Yeah.
Crafts glass.
Okay, Robbie, where are you pooping, dude? Come on.
Well, that's just where the nature, that's just where the God lies.
Okay, you know, dude, so you know,
I can't control that.
Are you bringing toilet paper with you, well, or are you just...
I got to tell you, I mean, in order for that to happen, you would have to eat, like, food that, but you're just going to be like,
yeah,
snacking.
I'm gonna have a lot of jerky.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to bring a lot of snacks along the journey. We will. I mean,
lightweight too. You don't want to have like too much in that backpack.
No, this backpack.
That's it.
It's gonna be filled with water. It's gonna have this. This thing
has water.
Wow. So are you doing like one shirt, dude?
I'll have multiple shirts.
Wait, is that the only backpack?
That is the only backpack.
Did you see that on camera? Did you guys get a good look at that?
Yes,
show that again.
Just in comparison to, like, that is a little bit bigger than your head. Yeah. Like, that is not a big bag.
Also, where does the tent go?
No tents allowed.
No, it's illegal.
What are you going to listen to on the way down? Music?
Ah!
Tobin and Leroy, we're available on all platforms.
Well, I'm going to be doing a YouTube stream, so I'm going to be doing a lot of talking the whole time.
Oh, you're doing it on your phone.
I am doing it on my phone, and this thing right here, this thing is my solar battery. That's how I'm going to keep my phone on battery while I'm doing the stream.
I love that.
And not for nothing, Robbie. You've taken a lot of liberties to success with this, right?
I like it.
Like,
good. Thought out.
A person who walks 155 miles. Is not going to be able to fit enough fluids in a backpack.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
No, I won't. No, I'm going to be surprised if that's enough water.
This is a squirter thing right here.
You're going to suck all that in the first night.
Well, then I'll have to.
Well, you can stop at a gas. Nothing against going to the gas station.
You're just
going to
get
right out of the hose.
Water?
I'll just get, you know, somebody give me a refill.
Some road water.
Dude, I'm just saying. I can't wait for you to do this.
What's the YouTube channel again?
Robbie Walks to Key West.
Robbie Walks to Key West.
I need subscribers. I can't go live yet. I need more subscribers.
So here's. I have questions.
Yeah, of course.
Because, like, you're following in the footsteps of a Tobin success right here.
Huh?
And that is, you have made a bunch of assumptions of how it's going to be without realizing a 155-mile walk is it a long way? So what are you going to walk, 20 miles a day?
It averages about 20-something miles a day. There's some days where I'm going to do 30, and there's some days where I'm going to do like 10.
Some day he may want to stop and fish, you know?
The last day has to be short.
Fish!
Where is he going
to
fish
for? Oh, yeah, I got to feed Robbie's Marina, where you feed the fish. You could get, oh, that has my name on it.
That's a great place for breakfast, too.
Okay, but hold on, though. But if you're doing marathon after marathon after essentially a marathon
it's
a day.
It's walking, though.
Yeah.
You've walked 10, 15 miles before?
For sure. Like, you do Disney. You do Universal. You do a lot of the... But then the next day...
You're exhausted.
Exactly.
Right.
He's got to do it again the next day.
Like, there are some days that are short, but then there are some days that are going to be long. And
so, but here's...
You're open to piggyback rides.
Though. Where?
We want to know... In
where are you resting?
Your training.
Well, that you got to... See?
Well done. That's what I'm saying. You're figuring out a lot of stuff on the road.
That's a lot of it's touch and feel because you know you can't really book a place to stay and then you're like it's 11 o'clock at night you still got 10 miles to go you're not going to make it and I can't have vehicular assistance so a lot of it is kind of you know
I don't like the way you say vehicular assistance.
I don't like it either.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll get more into this and then Robbie. You give us some draft guys that we gotta look out for the Miami Dolphins. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. AWQM invites you to experience every upset, buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, March 20th to the 23rd. It's presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster.com. Get all the info at WQM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or over and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. What were you showing up screen there, Marcos? What was that?
I got my donation receipt from the South Florida Autism Charter School, which is a link that Robbie had provided on the photo. Once you donate, you get a nice little cute receipt like this.
Boom.
We are almost at our goal, baby.
We got Robbie the Degenerate in studio, although he's now Robbie the Charitable, who is he's doing great work.
But we still got a couple of...
There's more holes in my story than Swiss cheese.
Yeah, we got a couple of things to hash out because
we'll get to those. Okay. But I want to bring Robbie in because Robbie is loves draft season.
We miss our draft.
We miss him for draft season. So I want you guys to do a couple things for me. And we need to get Robbie up to 50 subscribers on this YouTube channel. Robbie Walks to Key West. That's the handle. Robbie Walks to Key West. I got that right?
That is correct.
Robbie Walks to Key West. If you are on YouTube right now and you're watching us, all right. Go to that channel. Give it a quick subscribe. Doesn't cost you anything. We want to do this so Robbie's walk can be streamed live. We only need about like 20 more of them. So if you guys could really make the move there, go to Robbie Walks to Key West so he can show off live, so he can raise this money. Give me the autism school again, Robbie.
Yeah, South Florida Autism Charter School.
There you go. So if we can raise money for that, Robbie can stream that live. Please go to that now. Make a move for us there, guys. It takes one click, and all you got to do is Robbie Walks to Key West on
You're at 36.
Boom. Keep humming there to get us there. We need to get there
right,
before
36,
you.
That was quick.
All right, Robbie, you are a draft guru. Mm-hmm. You said the Dolphins didn't have the balls to draft Penei Sewell. Yeah. As goes the tradition of Robbie's draft room, give me two studs and two busts. I'm going to give you the lot of the draft. So you go however you want. I don't care if it's Cam Ward. I don't care if it's Jordan. You give me... Guys, you either you want the Dolphins or NFL. You tell me the way you want to go.
Well, I mean, it stands out, offensive line for the Dolphins. That's like primo number one for the Dolphins. And I really like this guy. He lit up the combine. You know, I am a sucker for the combine. Armon Membou.
Oh, the guy who was screaming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
4.9, 140. Hit a huge broad jump. You know, this guy, 332, 6'4". You know, this guy's a real deal. I feel like this guy would be the guy the Dolphins should take if he's there at 13, which he might be. I mean, there's a couple other offensive linemen ahead of him, projected to be ahead of him. One of them I don't really like so much. I'll get to that later. But he got him, and then I also like Kelvin Banks Jr.
Ooh.
the tackle from Texas. Now, didn't run as good of a 40, but you know, it's offensive lineman. Okay, who does it? Doesn't matter. Solid 6'5", 33.5-inch arms. 350 pounds, which could be a little bit bigger, but you know, still solid broad jump. I like Banks will go higher than Membu, but I think I like Membu better than Banks, but I still like both of those guys.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was worried about Membu because I was like, oh no, because I saw that Kuiper had him going to the Dolphins, and I was like, then he lit up the combine. I was like, oh no, he's going to go up the draft too much. But I liked a guy who screams during, because Leroy, that would be perfect for the Dolphins. If they could get a guy like, I don't love going guard at 13, but if you're solidified there now, done, donezo. Even with old Scooter coming in on the other side.
I think the problem with this team and this organization over the past few years is you can't figure out what the plan is. And when you ask questions about the plan, the reply is, we know more than you. And last year, while getting laughed at, the offensive line struggled. And we see what success is in NFL. Like, there's very few anomalies in how football is successful. And the one thing you can't get away from is good, solid play on the offensive line and the defensive line makes all of your other pieces better. It doesn't work the other way. You can't have Hall of Famers at wide receiver and have an average quarterback and think you're going to get Hall of Fame production out of your quarterback.
That's why you need a blacksmith.
I learned, by the way, what a glass crafter is. A glass blower.
Okay.
I literally said that. No one.
Or... Well, I didn't know if that was true, JP. No, I thought you were just throwing it out there.
I am someone who used to be an art student.
My goodness. She took
you
one.
You didn't say it like that, though. You kind of sounded like you were throwing it out there, Jennifer.
Jennifer, you've pretty much said you've done everything.
She's done
everything.
I have. Before. I've had a long life.
What?
Long life?
Really? The other name, a glazier.
I don't like that.
What do you mean you don't like that one?
No, it doesn't make sense.
A glazier. But like that person installs glass and metal framing, cut into framing, so no. I don't think that's the same
that's
as
like
a...
the guy who does impact windows.
Right.
That's not the guy who's whittling glass and doing stuff like that.
Like a blowsman.
Okay, so...
No.
You got Membu, you got Banks.
Now
those
down.
Are your studs.
Now the...
Your busts.
All right. Will Campbell, I just can't get past
LSU.
LSU, I just can't get past the small arms. I mean, look, he's gonna be the top, maybe the first offensive lineman taken. I feel like, you know, the short arms. You know, he had a pretty good combine, but
is he a guard or a tackle?
He is a tackle.
See, yeah, you can get away with that at guard.
6'6".
Well, I mean,
what's
how short? Wait, question. Yeah.
He's got the Tyler Hero.
Six foot six.
Yeah.
How short can his arms be?
Look. That matters. Look, I'm not saying he's gonna be a bad player overall. I just think, you know, for the first tackle in the draft, I think the guy's gotta be perfect. You gotta be perfect. Not at least close to perfect. The short arms. You can't have that glaring a deficiency being the first tackle in the draft.
Right.
32.58-inch arms. Oh, that's. I guess that's bad.
32.
The other two guys were over 33. The other two guys.
Okay, so we're going to not draft the guy for an inch?
No, I'm just saying.
Hand size, you know, Kenny Pickett, baby hands. You know?
No. But arms.
Al Pacino said it best. Yeah, all the inches.
So 30, he has 32, and the other guys have 33.
And a half. It makes a difference.
He's 32 and a half, 33. So we're basically not going to draft the guy because of this much?
Yeah, that, you know, all
for example.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever tune a sack?
Patrick Paul's. Patrick Paul's.
No, you can move your feet and stay in front of a guy.
Patrick Paul's arm length is 36.
Jeez, he's a.
Ooh.
You ready for the biggest dud?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the hands down to me the biggest story of the combine. Ashton Jeanty, running back from Boise State.
Whoa.
What? We want to know why? He didn't do anything at the combine. This reeks of Najee Harris all over again.
Oh, my God.
He has something. Why isn't he going out there running a 40? Seems like he has something to hide. I mean, you're playing at Boise State. The competition somewhat. He did have a good playoff game against Penn State. He had that nice long run. But, Ashton Jeanty, I want to see what he could do, you know, on the stage, on the big stage with competition, equal competition. And he flat out no-showed. To me, that's, screams of Najee Harris. And so I'm staying away. And he's, supposed to be the top running back, top 10 pick on a running back. I would have liked to have seen him showing up in the combine.
What do you think of Cam Ward? What do you think? Stud? Bust?
I think Cam Ward is not going to be able to get away with a lot of the razzle-dazzle he did. And
the laissez-faire.
The laissez-faire.
The walking and all. So my only difference between Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders – maybe only, and I'm going to say this, because I've seen more of Cam Ward. I've seen Cam Ward make on-time throws. I don't know if I've seen Shedeur do it as much. And so that's why I would go Cam over Shedeur. Now, what everybody is saying is that if there were three other quarterbacks, that these guys wouldn't be first-rounders. Would you be a little reluctant to draft them in the top five? If you feel that way coming out, because there have been drafts before where.
Can he pick a draft?
When people have moved up to get one of the top prospects in this draft, but they may not have a grade that warrants that top pick.
Yeah, if you don't feel like if you don't like the quarterback grade, just draft it for need, no, I think you should pass.
But here's the deal, Robbie. You name a fan base that if you went to them and said, I realize we need a quarterback, but these aren't the guys that graded out where we're picking,
they're going to lose it.
But look what we've had with the Dolphins. We have two straight cycle of dooms with Ryan Tannehill and Tua back to back. You're still having that.
Tua's not a cycle of doom.
Well, yeah.
He's had.
He is not.
At this point.
We're still in it.
At this point in his career, he's had more success than Ryan Tannehill.
He's had more success, but the durability has definitely brought us the cycle of doom.
The cycle is the cycle.
Until they win a playoff game,
December 30th, 2000.
I'm not talking about health on this team. We love the health issues.
No. You can't do that.
But again, once we sign Tua, my whole issue with the whole thing is I'm not taking a guy that high that I have injury questions about. Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
But his injury questions are part of cycle of doom. The cycle of doom does not get to have caveats of, oh, well, he's had nice years. If he has nice years and then he's injured because he gets head injuries all the time, that just adds to cycle of doom, because the part of the cycle is you have to go up at part of the cycle to be let down at the bottom of the cycle.
What?
Yep. Cycle of doom.
What?
You have to go have your heights and your hopes built up at top of the cycle to go to the bottom of the cycle. That is the cycle of doom.
It's taken like 9 years.
Take it 25.
Too much.
What do you mean, dude?
What?
I don't know. Am I crazy?
No, that's how the cycle. It's not a flat line. It's a full circle. There's those highs, like, you know, the Adam Gase first year, 11-5, yeah.
Jay Ajayi, 200 yards.
And then, you know, you fall back down.
Man Campbell. You know?
Back-to-back games beating teams by 30 points.
The Wildcat.
Oh, yeah.
And then Pat White comes, and cycle of doom.
Where's Pat White? Pat White
cycle
might be
doom.
Sitting somewhere sucking on his thumb.
I feel like the last time I heard of Pat White, wasn't he doing something with West Virginia? I felt like he was one of those guys who returned to school to do things.
Like a De'Ara King White?
Something like that. Yeah, cool. Something like that. I don't know.
Because I got to tell you, I think I've been hit hard. That hit?
Coaching QBs.
At West Virginia?
Under his former coach, Rich Rodriguez.
Oh, Rich, he's back at West Virginia. Rich Rod's back at West Virginia.
How about that?
Oh,
there it goes.
I gotta keep up on Pat White.
Yeah. He is an assistant quarterback and assistant to the head coach.
We got Robbie the Degenerate in here, our beloved friend of the show. He's got a great cause going on. He's going to start walking to Key West on Thursday?
Thursday night.
He's going to start walking to Key West. So-
This just bar is in Miami.
It is in Miami.
No
yes.
one finds the link. By the way, it's called
the Bright Side.
How far are you planning on getting the first night?
First night's only going to be about a 5-hour walk, about around midnight. I'm actually staying at my boss's house at first night. Right. It's going to be awkward.
I like it.
And then, you know that. And then after
awkward.
That, yeah.
You won't care about awkward, dude.
No.
If you walk in 5 hours,
he's going to hope that he already ate so he can jump into the refrigerator.
So he lives in South Miami.
He lives south. He lives close. You know.
Like on Murata?
No, he doesn't live in the Keys. No.
Homestead?
No. Yeah. No, he lives
to the Keys two days.
Homestead.
No, yeah. Homestead.
Any part of the Keys.
The second day ends at Florida City, and then the third day is when I go from Florida City and I cross into Key Largo.
Gotcha. Whoa. Gotcha. Here's the graphic up there for everybody. You guys can scan that QR code. JFig, you put this on your Instagram?
I'm putting all the links on my story also, just in case. And don't forget
What's your handle, JFig?
Just JFig.
Just JFig. Go check that out there. I'll put it on mine as well, Brennan_Tobin. We need to get subscribers to Robbie's Insta YouTube. Robbie walks to Key West as he is going out here and supporting the South Florida Autism Charter School. Check that on out. Donation link is right there as well on the QR code if you guys could go there. We'll take a break. Before we take a break, Leroy, you do have to tell the people what we got coming up at Live. But before that, the damage is done, my friend, is coming on up. But tell people what we got coming over at Live, Leroy.
Oh, it's back. It's back. You know we like to party. We like to golf. This is the best place in the world to golf this time of year. And Live Golf is coming back to Miami. It's being held at Trump National Doral April 4th through 6th. And because it's the Blue Monster, you know they're going big. Come join me in watching some of the giants of the game in John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and last week's winner, Sergio Garcia. They've got huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining. Grab your tickets now at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
Gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Robbie the Degenerate visiting us here for one more segment before he gets out of here. He is going to be... He's going to
go home and stretch.
He is...
Like the Browns coach?
You're stretching? He is going to be walking to Key West starting on Thursday to benefit School for Autism down here in South Florida. If you guys want to go donate, JFig will throw the QR code up here so you guys can do that. But also, the big one is go subscribe to his YouTube channel. He's going to be live streaming this, but we need more subscribers for him. Robbie walks to Key West. So all our YouTubers out there, if you guys could just do that quickly for us, we would really appreciate that. Robbie is a dear friend of ours. And we want to support him in this endeavor. And you guys can, of course, go donate as well and check that on out. But let us get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. We've yet to talk about them, even though I was boots on the ground last night. And that is, of course, the Miami Heat. And, dude, I don't even know what to say at this point. Six games under 500, Leroy. A loss last night to the Charlotte Hornets, which was not surprising. We were talking on Press Row, and they were like, people were like, I think they got this. And I looked at them all, Leroy, and I said, no, they don't. And I was dead ass serious. I was like, no, they don't. They don't have this. And they didn't have it. And they lost to Miles Bridges, who dropped 35 on them. The Lemon Law, Mark Williams, who the Lakers did not want, or they sent back.
That's a good nickname.
The Lemon Law?
The Lemon Law.
But here was...
Well, he should have been the Light Up Law because he lit...
Oh, Kalel had a tough night. Kalel Ware had a tough night for our guy. Tall time? Strangely, Davion Mitchell also was like benched from the middle of the third quarter on after he got teed up.
We can't afford that!
Well, something happened. Something happened. Like, Bam was like very animated towards him during the bench. And... all of a sudden, Davion Mitchell did not come back in the game. So, whatever. But here's my damage is done, and that goes to the head man himself, Eric Spoelstra. Going to play a little clip for you from last night here, Leroy, of Spo. And this is him saying, we just got to keep forging on.
In terms of our spirit, we'll be fine, you know, and we just have to forge ahead. You have to forge. Sometimes you get tested. Sometimes you get tested in a way that you don't want to be tested. In this league, and you can fold the tent or you just keep on forging and forging and forging, and that's what our group is going to do.
You're about to make me cuss, Spo.
Yeah.
So
what do you think he gave up on that?
Let me
winning.
Fire him.
I didn't want to have one of these days. But look here.
But here we are.
I get you want to stay positive. I am probably, when it comes to sports, one of the most positive people out there.
I would agree with that, except with Aaron Rodgers. You hate Aaron Rodgers.
Hates this guy.
No, I told you that it wasn't going to work out.
Would you agree with the term, Robbie, that Leroy hates Aaron Rodgers?
Hates him.
You hate Aaron Rodgers.
But by Leroy's standards.
Here's what I say.
Totally hate him.
About Aaron Rodgers.
We don't need to quibble on this. No, no, I don't need to defend. Let me get back to the spoke.
Boomer Esiason.
Let me get back to this. So, I get that you want to be positive. Okay. Here's the facts of the situation. You're not good enough. You can put whatever twist you want on it. You can put whatever. And you're so not good enough that then you try to make, like, decisions based on pride and stuff like that.
Well, the other thing is, too, you're sitting here.
Damn, it's the only guy you got that can defend anybody that's going around Tyler and all these other guys. And, like, we don't know what happened.
And the other thing is, like, you sit here and say forge on and don't fold the tent. Like, that's literally the identity of your team right now. All you do is fold the tent. Every fourth quarter comes around, I go, tent folding time.
Wait.
Time to fold that tent.
What was my text when the game started?
Another blown one? I don't know.
No, I said in the first quarter.
Time to blow another one?
Yeah.
It's tough, man. It is tough. Leroy, what do you got for damages done, dude?
So, my damage is done.
goes to Chris Greer.
Oh. Damage is done.
And I would say this, that when your team and your organization has been plagued by injuries for the last 3 years, and after every season, you have to say, we got some very important guys hurt, and it set us back a little bit during the course of the season. And your response to that is to go sign two guys that have been injured.
Yeah.
Too much. Listen, you got to change game plans. Like, if anything, and I'm willing, instead of getting that broken down BMW, I'm ready to go solid and just get a Toyota because I know it's going to work. I know it's going to be effective. It may not be a Pro Bowler, but I can get from point A to point B, and I can depend on it.
He definitely bought this Mercedes like on Facebook Marketplace. Can't trust it.
So, so my damage is done is, please don't get in front of us. Don't mock us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't laugh at us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because last year, when you laughed at us about the offensive line, we got Eichenberg'd.
Yeah, we did.
So
we got Eichenberg'd so hard.
Until it is actually fixed, you can come back at the end of the year and say, I told you I could fix this. I'm fine with that. Don't say nothing now.
Robbie, what do you got for damages done today?
Yeah, we all love this guy, Aaron Ekblad. He got the old busted.
Didn't do anything,
did he? He didn't do, but then he did the old. I should have checked. You know, whatever. That, I mean, anytime someone gets popped, and they always do that. Oh,
is that
I
what
didn't
he
know.
Did?
Yeah, he says, "Oh, I should have checked with the health department." Whatever. I mean, that's just
health department.
It was.
You don't need to call the health department.
Whatever he said.
Look at that face. You can't blame Aaron Ekblad.
I mean, yes, you can.
Yeah, here was his statement. As the NHL announced, I have been suspended for violating the NHL performance-enhancing substance program. The news that I failed a random drug test was a shock. Ultimately, I made a mistake by taking something to help me recover from recent injuries without first checking the proper medical and team personnel. I have let my teammates, the Panthers organization, and our great fans down for that. I am truly sorry. I accept responsibility for my mistake and will be fully prepared to return for when my team suspension is over. I have learned a hard lesson and cannot wait to be back with my teammates.
Okay. Now, does any of that, those pills require a needle? Maybe you should have known.
Dude, you don't know that he took a needle.
I'm not saying.
You don't know that.
I asked the question. I just asked the question.
You're making a lot of assumptions here.
I did not make an assumption.
You are making assumptions on Aaron Ekblad. I'm telling you right now, he's a good boy. All right, look at that face. That beard.
It's a beautiful face.
It was an honest mistake. And I think what we need to do is learn a little thing called bygones. Be bygones.
I just asked a question.
I
didn't accuse anybody of anything.
To review this because he's a good boy. And I want Aaron Ekblad to please realize that he is still a good boy and a good person. And I want him ready mentally for the playoffs. When all of a sudden did it become a crime to get back on the ice? Everybody wants to load manage these days. This guy wants to get back to work faster. Sounds like something that should be celebrated to me.
So can I ask you a question?
I think 20 games is a little too harsh.
Question.
A little harsh, right, Jennifer?
I think it's very harsh.
Question. When somebody says to you, take this, it'll help you recover, has it ever been over the counter? Anybody give me a name something that you went to GNC and got.
Just because Aaron Ekblad believed the Gold's Gym guy doesn't mean he should be suspended for 5 games, I understand.
Gold's Gym's not even open anymore.
Let's be reasonable.
Come on.
5 games. No, 5 for 5.
Here's the deal. That is
collectively bargained. I feel like Leroy doesn't want him
bargained.
On the ice.
Leroy,
what's
I
wrong with you?
I realize you were a Bruin fan.
What are you getting at GMC?
I didn't realize you were Gary Bettman, huh?
I'm just telling you.
You're a little suspicious.
Wait a minute. Hold on. If somebody comes to you and says, Take this. It's going to make you feel good. You know damn well it ain't going to be legal.
This is the guy who believes LeBron's on the up and up at 40.
Who are you talking to, Leroy? Like, who's giving you things?
I'm just saying.
And mostly, let's just remember the number one point about all this is that Aaron Ekblad is a good boy. And he doesn't deserve this.
I'm not questioning that. I believe that.
Strange.
That's fine.
Marcos, Jay Fig, what do you got for damages done?
Well, Robbie, I'd like for you to listen up closely about this one since you're about to embark on a big journey.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard about the whole toilet gate?
No.
Toilet
gate? On Air India?
Oh, no. I did hear about that.
I didn't hear about this.
Air India.
Air India. Air India. So there was a flight departed from Chicago that was going to go to India. But an hour and a half into their flight, they had to return back because their toilets weren't working. Eight out of the 12 of the restrooms that were not functioning.
Out of 12?
Wait, there's 12 restrooms?
That's a lot.
Yeah, you still have four working restrooms. I think you could have kept going.
That feels like it works.
That's reasonable. I mean,
how big of a plane to fly all the way to India, dude?
Well, it's a large flight. Yeah. So I'm assuming,
India's a very populated country.
It's a good call. It's a good call.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
What do you mean?
How big is the plane?
If a place,
to fly?
Oh no, I'm not gonna let you do
you
that.
You need a lot of fuel to fly to India.
A standard plane has four toilets. This has 12.
Yeah,
it's because a lot of people going to India.
How big a plane is that flies around the world like that?
How many hours is that?
So I checked it from Chicago. It's 14 to 15 hours, even though it said 10 hours on the article. So I don't really know what's going on there. And you know what's funny about this whole thing?
Yeah.
You'll never guess why it clogged.
Why? Got a couple reasons.
Not poop?
I thought it was poop, but it's not poop. Apparently, people were stuffing clothes in rags and flushing it down, and it got stuck in the plumbing.
Like, why?
Sounds like
they not have any toilet paper?
It sounds like one person had an accident.
Yeah.
And then,
just covering his tracks.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Frog boy, quickly?
Very quickly, guys. Titties. Why do I say that? Hold on.
Get back in your chair, Robert.
Hold on.
He's coming for the dump button.
This is courtesy of the Texas Rangers.
Come back, Robbie. We need you.
That was what was printed on a Texas Rangers hat that has been banned from the MLB shop.
Oh, my God.
They had the Texas Rangers logo as well as the word Texas.
Wait, look at how
submerged over
it. Oh, my God.
Robbie was right behind me.
We're bringing in reinforcements, guys. Unfortunately, those hats released this week and have been banned. But the damage is done, dude. The damage is done. I saw it all.
Damage is done.
Hold on. Can I just say, though?
Yeah.
Didn't this just happen with the A's?
It did. This just happened
with the A's where they released a hat that said ass on it.
Ass, correct. Ass
because
hat.
They tried to do that cute shadow thing and it was ASS.
Yeah.
And now they got a shirt that they got another hat that says
tetas.
Tetas?
We got it, baby. Courtesy of the Texas Rangers.
That's Spanish for honkers, Leroy. Okay.
In case you didn't know.
Continue.
I'm familiar.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear. Just so you know, tetas is Spanish for honkers.
There you go.
Hooters, you know.
Or melons.
Mm-hmm.
Or cans.
Okay, now you're just taking it far. Please.
Antelopes.
Put it down.
Or Eichenbergs.
Whoa!
Eichenberg got a nice a boob.
Pair of Eichenbergs on it.
That is damage is done. Robbie, thanks for coming in, man.
Damage is done.
Subscribe now to Robbie's YouTube. Robbie walks to Key West. Robbie is going to start walking on Thursday. He's walking to midnight. This is the QR code for our viewers on Twitch and YouTube. You guys download that link so you guys can donate to the South Florida Charter School for Autism that Robbie is raising money for. And he's doing this to benefit that. His family's very close, near and dear to our heart. Robbie's family to us. So if you guys could do that and subscribe to his YouTube. Robbie, got anything else you want to say before we get out of here, dude?
Yeah, make sure when I get to Key West, no matter how much media is there at Key West, I got to make sure I talk to Tobin and Lee Ram. I don't know how the connection is going to be at the Southernmost. I don't know what their Wi-Fi is from that thimble, but I got to make sure I talk to you guys on the other side.
Of course, dude. Well, I mean, we'll be live at Buckets and Bets, and we will link you in.
Right,
we will link you in. We'll be right near the action. We will take a break, a couple more hours to get to, including Panthers. They introduced Brad Marchand yesterday. We'll get more back into the Heat. The Dolphins, we'll see what moves they make. Joey Bosa on the table. Back after this.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.